and Coach Brian Gentry in the post game, and
it was just a lot of runs in this game, but unfortunately Southeast had the big ones, it looked like, early on, and that was just tough to recover from.
Yeah, the beginning of the game started off about as bad as it could. We looked like brand new basketball players when the game started. We couldn't get a handle for it. We couldn't get a feel for it. They were playing fast, and we struggled. We really struggled to handle the ball, and it was unfortunate because it was a really bad start. But you know, I thought our guys, they battled, but we really struggled against just token pressure, really. And they do a lot of, you know, ball screen stuff where we'll run off a ball screen and they shoot through the gap right there. So if it's not protected, they're going to steal it. And they do such a good job of playing in transition. I mean, it doesn't take much. I mean, one guy gets it and four other guys just took off. And so now you're trying to get back. And if you don't get back, you give up, you know, unfortunately, a lot of layups. Like, I think they scored 28 in the paint in the first half. So that's a big number right there that can't happen.
Yeah, that was 28 of their 37 points. They ended up with 54 points in the paint here tonight. But it was you had to like the second half, though. I know you don't want to say, you know, we played them close in the second half and maybe a moral victory, but I thought that was a much better played second half for you guys.
Yeah, it was. Basically, the second half was about showing some character and showing some heart and toughness. Regardless of what the score was, we didn't want it to, you know, be another first half for sure. And we took advantage of some things. We were able to get rebounds and some stops, and we took off and went. You know, I think the first half we were sitting around waiting almost for them to come get us, you know, and that's not how we play. But, you know, again, when you go through stretches of adversity, you know, how are you going to respond to it? And I thought our guys in the second half played hard. They always play hard. But we executed a little bit better in the second half, and the first half was just unfortunate for us.
Well, and you had a big night again from Dylan Metzger. He had 18 points. Jackson had his 15, and I know there's another bright spot, but you shot the free throws pretty well for a third straight game at 12-19. You tell they're starting to feel a lot more comfortable there at the line.
Yeah, you know, that's just in-game experience. You know, once you get them, you feel a little bit more comfortable walking to the line. And we had to come out with that focus. You know, number one, had two fouls going into the half, so we wanted to come out and give Jackson a couple early touches to see if we could get a third one on him. But I mean, they are exceptional in transition. I think they probably threw three passes. They weren't even looking. They just threw it behind them and away they went. And I thought we just did a. It wasn't because of lack of effort. It's just a little bit of an intelligent thing where they're taking off in transition and we're still hanging around hoping we get the offensive rebound. And when you don't, you're just at a complete disadvantage. There's a couple times we got a little bit too eager to get a steal. We don't get it. Now we're playing 5-on-2 on the backside. So those things are all learning experiences. And, you know, coming down here and getting to play now, we're going to play, you know, we just played one really good team. And regardless of who loses in this one, it's going to be a good team. So it's going to be another big test. We got to shake this one off and come back and play more of the style that we want to. You know, we don't want to sit around and run set after set. We want to go. And that's where our guys are better, you know, at basketball in those ways where they can get up and down the floor. Because, you know, whenever teams seem to pressure us, we sometimes we just don't get into our stuff, and then we're trying to force it, and so we can't allow ourselves to play to the other team.
Nice thing is it's a quick turnaround, but you're going to have a state-ranked team, whether it's a 4A Hugoton or a 2A Sterling, coming up here tomorrow at 4:30, and, you know, you've seen Hugoton. Sterling, I think they're kind of a different team from last year, and should be an interesting game here tonight.
Yeah, obviously we are familiar with Hugoton, and Sterling's always been a team. They look a little bit different than they have in the past couple of years. I don't know. Their style was never, you know, really to get up and down at a fast pace. But, you know, so we'll see what we have when the game tips off here in a few minutes.
All right. Well, a short turnaround for you tomorrow. Coach, thanks again for joining me here, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Adam.